We meet again. 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 Welcome to Fate and Fotune. Join our fated as they traverse a perilous new world, seeking adventure, revenge, and safety, or at least something close to it. Featuring the vocal talents of
Jed as Julius Ignis, Matt playing Sapper Carlson,
and Nate as Owen Gunn.
I, Danny Dawson, will be your humble guide, your keeper of destiny, your fate master in this narrative. Whether our cast find themselves in great fate, or perhaps slip into misfortune, we do hope you enjoy today's tale. Lionel Hawthorne's offer was fresh on their minds, and Owain in particular was having a tough time bringing himself to line up with employment. Julius was barely an adult at 19, and if the short time he'd known the man was anything to go by, he'd follow the most authoritative figure in the room in an instant. Sapper, on the other hand, well, he seemed to have his cards close to his chest, but was more than willing to fall in line with the benefactor's type. And while a little rough, was certainly not as blue-collar as himself. Owain was not like them. This whole ordeal had stripped him of his home, his mates, and if he was being honest, he missed a good brawl at the local pub. Ones that had last till 1 a.m. when Gareth would throw him on their arses on a cobblestone corner. Gareth. He thought. The final images of his patron burned in his memory forever. The black pustules and broken glass in his back. A feat he felt was performed by himself in a magical awakening. It was a shame it hadn't hung around as long as Julius's had. He felt it would have been useful in the trials they'd faced. Their cabbie steered the carriage around someone in the street, shouting out advertisement for events. Before the driver turned his own shouting of explicits from atop the carriage, the lad slipped a flyer through the carriage window. Bold words across the top of the letter read, "Fight night at ringside, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. with the image of a construct and a powerlifter having an arm wrestle above the words, "Bottom knot rounds welcome. Earn real script today." Owain's unease lifted a little as they pulled up to the door of the original Dahlia Mills. "So, you've obviously just been hired by Mr. Hawthorne. And he has sent you in the direction of what he has titled the real Dahlia Mills, as it's been revealed that the one that you knew was actually a doppelganger that went by the ferryman."
"Oh, no."
"Yes, indeed."
"Right, gents. So we're meeting Dahlia. Do you gents maybe want to, should we go meet Dahlia, or do you want to maybe grab a drink, possibly? Just a suggestion. I can't say no, but I don't know, I fancy a bit of a brew, if you're open to that."
"I mean, I suppose, I don't know about this, Dahlia. It feels a bit weird to see a girl, a woman actually, that you fell in love with. Just to be a mimic. Oh, the only woman that loved me was a mimic. Yeah, I'll go for a drink. I think it's..."
"It's probably probably wise, Julius. You could do with something stronger in you, like a spine."
What?
"Nothing, Julius. Mate, you're a good pal. I love you. As like a friend. Sort of."
"You're always the quiet one."
"Yes, I think a stiff drink may help relax us slightly before we go into this situation.
I'll introduce you to some proper bangers. We got. I think Sappy, you'd enjoy a good Welsh dragon. I don't know for you, Julius. Apple teeny, maybe.
I don't even know if they have these drinks on this island. Do you know if they, the drinks are the same on this side?
Booze is booze. I have no idea, but booze is booze, and I know booze. There's one thing I know. It's booze.
Okay, I mean, this Welsh dragon you talk of, we're in a completely different place. What if it's like some other dragon? Drink? I don't know. I've seen a lot of weird stuff on this side. Nothing seems real anymore. Nothing seems real anymore. This mimic. Why was she a mimic?
My dear.
She was a damn good looking mimic as well. And then, how do I even approach this, Dalia? You know? Just, hello, dear? What? No! She wouldn't even recognize. She doesn't even know who I am. Sorry. Okay. We'll go. Just lead the way.
I was going to.
Julius, are you perhaps a quiet, sullen drunk, or not?
We would be so lucky.
Is our fingers crossed?
I don't know, Sapper. You know, I'm not really. You know, had friends before to go drinking with. My father always disdained of drinking, actually. He was quite, you know, the efficient man. Last time when I got drunk, though, I was only grieving when I had a bit of that whiskey. I think I'd probably be okay now, you know. Nothing would get to me. I'm not, like, still getting over things. No, you know, I'm okay. Yeah, I'll be sullen.
Julius, let's go get a drink.
Okay, let's go. Okay. I get what you're saying. Go on.
Okay, yeah. It's, you follow.
Right, so according to this flyer, the best place to get a drink is... Sorry, Danny, I've forgotten.
So the flyer is mentioning the Ringside Stadium, which is about 3 hours drive by carriage to the slums.
So it says the best place to get a drink here is the Ringside Stadium. That place. Whatever that view is.
Oh, I'm surprised you can read. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yes.
I want to make me a notice check just as you're turning from where you are.
Yeah.
That's a 10 for Sapper.
0 for Owain.
Absolutely incredible.
And then that's a 3.
I am completely enveloped.
Boost.
Booze and fighting.
So I will say it's still morning as well.
Okay. Notice. Oh, so it's 3 for me, yeah, flat 3.
You guys don't typically seem to see this except for Sapper, but as you're standing in front of this house, up in the window you can see a couple of eyes staring down at you. The eyes of Thomas Stearns.
Yes, Sapper's just going to wave at him as we walk off.
Yeah, he waves and just watches you go.
Oh, he was a great kid, then, you know?
Yeah, he's good kid. Poor boy, seen a lot.
So, are you guys wanting to walk? I mean, you can see on the flyer that it's stating that it's at Ringside in Easterly Slums. Are you wanting to walk there or hail a cab?
I'd probably hail a cab if it's like 3 hours walk, 3 hours travel.
Sure. One pulls up to you. Obviously, it's morning, so there's quite a few of them on the street, and it doesn't really take long to have one brought over. Right then.
All right. Look, I want to get to, what does it say here? The Ringside.
All right, hoping to catch one of the fights, then, today?
Yeah, sure.
Wonderful. Won't be open for a bit, though.
What do you mean it won't be open? Like, how long does it take to get there? 3 hours? What time is it? Morning?
Well, it's 10 a.m.
10 a.m. What time is it open?
9 p.m.
Bloody, I've got to wait till 9 p.m. to get a bloody drink.
Oh, there's plenty of places to drink round here, my friend.
Sod this, and I'm just going to open my waistcoat, select a flask, just pull it out, and just have a massive glug, and say, right, take me to Dahlia.
What's her face?
I wouldn't know quite who that is, or what that is. Who's a Dahlia?
She's not a... 1 second, I can't think straight. I've not had enough to drink. 10 a.m. I can practically count. Oh my days! I can't even count to 10 on one hand. I'm gonna have another drink.
Guess it might be a bit too desperate actually to go for the drink. You know, at this time, you know, I actually on second thoughts, let's just go to Dahlia. Then it seems
like if you're wanting a drink, there's a pub just down the road.
Pub.
Sliding Horse, just down the way. If that's what you're after, should be open about this time.
Yeah.
Serving breakfast, probably pay a little extra. Probably get a drink or two.
Sliding Horse, how far's that? But as the crow flies.
Oh, I wouldn't want to take money from you, sir. It's just round that corner down the end.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll be honest, I got nothing. Julius, give the man a tip.
What? No.
Okay. Fine. Be that way.
I've got no money.
I'm sorry, sir. Turns out our friends here are a bit of a stinge. Well, anyway, have a good day, mate, and I'll see you around.
Don't you worry.
Why don't you pick us up about what? How long does it take there? 3 hours? To pick us up about 6 from outside the pub.
Oh, I'll cycle back round for you, lad. Don't you worry.
Thanks.
And he whips the horse and they start trotting off down the lane.
Awesome. Right, gents, let's go get some breakfast and a drink.
Okay, I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Bro, so you're making your way over to the Sliding Horse.
Sliding Horse.
Mm-hmm. As you come up to it, you can see that this is kind of out of place for a lot of the establishments of downtown, in that it is designed as an old log cabin set on a street which is otherwise quite, you know, high society buildings. They're mainly like quite imposing looking, I want to say, offices and the like, where you got, you know, like pillars out the front and it's looking proper fancy. But this one sticks out like a sore thumb, looking like a professional hunting lodge.
Oh, this looks like my sort of place. Right, let's go in and get half a dozen round of bacon, a few dozen sausages, and some beans and black pudding. And then you guys can get what you want.
Did we not just establish that we were perhaps slightly low on funds?
Oh yeah, but look, I can talk my way into a good breakfast any day.
No, this isn't looking good. Sapper, unluckily I've got you, you know.
Look, gents, I've not met a barkeep I can't make good friends with and potentially lifelong enemies in my life.
Just has a habit of killing. Yeah.
I don't have it. Just look. Gareth was a mistake. It was an accident. Could have happened to anyone, you know. Manifesting godlike powers and slaying those you love.
Because of these hands.
Because of these hands. The hands of a killer.
Sapper, why can't we all be more like you? An innocent good man. Anyway, let's just Go on then. So, shall we just speak to someone? Shall we get a table?
Yeah, just let's go in and find a table.
Come on then.
You open the deep oak doors into a room that is this perfect idea of a hunting lodge. I mean, you've got these bearskin rugs dotted around, the proper, you know, kill trophies hanging on the walls. Many animals that you recognise, some which you don't. You see again, as Lionel had a six-armed bear, there's another one kind of hanging on a wall that's been fully stuffed and appears to be reaching out the wall. And you notice on this one, it's actually got these protrusions coming out of its arms that look like twisted bones. And it's in this kind of like roaring pose over a fireplace.
Very, very intimidating. shall we?
Oh, I like it.
Is there any free seats?
yeah, quite a few. I mean, it's early morning downtown. A lot of people within this area are well off enough to be eating at home, that they would typically have breakfast on their own unless they were going out for a specific treat. So it's quite quiet this morning.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Perfect. Where shall we sit then? If you want to work your magic with this bartender, where do you want to sit away?
Just anywhere, mate. We can just sit. Just plonk yourself down and it'll be all right. Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh. I was plonked down at the table. Is there any sort of servers around? Oi, you boy.
Yes, sir.
Right, bring me over a full Welsh. It's like a full English, but it's twice as much.
right.
Sapper will have, Sapper, what are you having?
Oh,
You'll have a full Welsh as well.
Yes, the same.
Can we get a poached egg on toast Julius here?
So that's four full Englishes and a poached egg on toast.
Yes.
Right, okay. We'll see what we can do. The problem is full English. Well, sir, we're actually on a bit of a shortage of eggs, you see. The bio chickens are hard to come by these days.
Oh, you're telling me you can't serve me my food?
I'm saying it's not on the menu, sir.
It might be good to read the menu, Owen.
Side quest!
Read menus. I don't read menus.
Have
Look.
To grind 10 bio chickens.
You have defeated 20. One of them dropped an egg. You could have gone and searched for their nests and taken the eggs from them, but no. You decided to slay all the chickens until one of them had an egg in them. Most of them were males.
Hey, it was fresh.
I don't read. I don't read menus. I don't read as a rule. It's for other people to do. Right, look, lad. What have you got bacon?
We have plenty of bacon, sir.
Got sausages.
Plenty of sausages.
Got hash browns.
When were hash browns invented, mate?
Hash browns have been around for hundreds of years, mate.
Were they?
I don't
know. We got hash browns. Oh, it's 1890s. They're actually quite fresh and new. We pride ourselves on our hash browns, my sir. They are a brand new delicacy that have been brought over from the New York City. They have.
Have they indeed?
They have indeed.
Okay. Well, tell you what. Here's how you can get yourself in my good graces. Bring us over 20 rashers of bacon.
20 rushers?
Couple of dozen sausages. Like your best sausages now. None of that reconstituted water stuff. You want proper sausages.
Sir?
I want to hear it oink. So nothing but the best, you know. your best leftover.
We do pride ourselves on our ingredients, sir. This is downtown, after all.
Good. So I just bring us through like a kettle full of beans. And what else? What else we do? Yeah, beans. So hard about that.
Kettle is a strange unit of measurement, sir.
Okay, then just like a pan, just whatever you got full of beans.
I believe there are about two kettles to a pan.
Something like that, yeah.
Right, two kettles of beans.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, sir? You can see this guy is getting increasingly worried about the table.
No, I think that should be good.
And any drinks at all?
Oh, probably order something for Julius. Can I have two rounds of toast with some jam?
That we can do, sir.
Brilliant. And can we get... Okay, so do you know what a Welsh dragon is?
I'm quite well versed in my mythology, sir.
No. The drink boy.
No, sir.
Right. Where's your bar?
Right over there, sir.
Right, okay. Tell you what. I'll go mix the drinks and then you can work out what to put on the tab.
A tab. I'm afraid we don't run on a tab, sir. We
you know what I mean. I don't mean an actual tab. I mean, like, you know, how much we owe.
Very well. I'll count up the costs, sir.
Brilliant. And I'm just gonna make my way over to the bar. Just start pulling bottles off the shelves.
You're going behind the bar?
Well, I've said to him, just point me to the bar.
Okay. The barman stops you as you approach and start climbing over the counter. He says, excuse me, mate. What is there anything I can help you with?
Oh, sorry, mate. I thought I was coming over to make my drink. Apparently I was mistaken. Can you make me... can you make me 3 pints of Welsh Dragon and look over at Julius and do apple teenies?
I'm afraid we don't serve that kind of drink here, sir. This is a well-refined establishment.
Well, it's a well-refined drink, the Welsh Dragon. Apologies for the apple teenies. Can I get a small Chardonnay then?
Chardonnay we can do, but I'll have to ask what the a Welsh Dragon is. I don't think I've heard that brand.
You never made a Welsh Dragon?
Can't quite say I know what one is, sir.
I thought you said this was a well-to-do establishment. Right, Welsh Dragon. Okay, you need 3/4 ounce of peach schnapps, 3/4 ounce of melon liqueur, 1/2 ounce of green creme de menthe, and then some orange juice, some apple juice, just whap whatever you want in. That'll be grand.
Sir, I'm afraid we don't really stock all that, though.
What do you mean you don't stock that? I thought this was like an up-and-coming establishment.
Well, yes, sir, but we serve hard whiskies. We serve hard gins. We serve beers. You know.
You got brains.
Hunting drinks. Do we have
you
what,
got brains.
Sorry?
Brains. Brains. Vel and Vol.
Sir, I don't quite understand quite what you're asking of me.
It's just a beer, mate. Just a beer. Do you sell it?
No, we do indeed, sir. Costs a little more before the watershed, mind?
Right, well, then we'll have... Yeah, we'll have... can I get 6 pints of brains? and spears. Yeah, that we'll keep that Chardonnay.
And a Chardonnay.
Yeah, and if you put it on the table, then we'll settle up at end.
Right. Can you give me a leadership test for that, please?
That is a 9.
That is a 9. Sir, we usually expect our guests to pay up front.
I thought this was a respectable establishment.
We are a respectable establishment.
With respectable people. So therefore, yes, I'm a respectable person.
The trouble is, sir, the clothes that yourself and your compatriots are wearing are... Well, they're slightly torn, you see, and...
We've just come from a terrible, terrible disaster that happened Earthside. You think I normally dress in these rags? I'll have you know I dress a lot smarter than this, day to day.
Terrible disaster, you say?
Yeah, you not heard?
Like, I can't say
disaster.
I have.
Disaster. Santa Fe's gone, mate.
Santa Fe gone?
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, as far as you know.
Oh. Well, this is the first time hearing of this. This is disastrous.
And we barely got away with our lives. We just managed to get through before that thing, well, when that thing attacked, tore the ram up, something awful. We got through.
Me ma'am lived close to Breach Town. I better check on her.
Well, you know, it's, I'm sorry for your loss. But we don't usually dress this, well, Julius does, but that's just because he's weird. We've lost most of our finery. Our luggage didn't make it through. We've only just made it through with our lives. I am a respectable man, and I'm going to pull out my badge.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. I'll have it over in a jiff. The other two of you that are sitting at the table, you can see the waiter that had come over has basically still not left the table. He's just watching this encounter go out, holding the pen and paper in his hands.
Can I, speak to Sapper? With a... What's he saying? He seems to be up there for some time.
I'm sure he has this all in hand.
I don't know.
I'll look up at the saving boy and say, go on, boy. I'm sure that he's got this.
How do you think he's going to pay for it, though? How is he going to pay for it? He's ordered practically half the place. You know, I've never seen someone get away with that. We've not got a penny to our name, or a scrip. Actually, is this new thing that they call? We don't even have one to our name. I mean, I think I have one around in his pocket somewhere, but. Have you seen the prices here? Oh my goodness. He's getting us in trouble again. Oh no. Sapper, what do we do? Please tell me you're some millionaire.
I am but a humble gardener. Oh. I think for the time being, yes, we should play along. I appreciate, yes, he can be somewhat of a loose cannon.
Oh, no. I was wanting to tell you as well, you know this guy who wants us to see Dahlia? Do you trust him? He seemed to have got us all the way here. What if it's some, plot? I know we have no other choice now, but, you know. Do you seem to trust him?
I trust him 100%.
Okay. Okay, a good man like you trusting someone just help, you know, add a layer of confidence. You seem to be really good friends with this guy. Who is he? He didn't really talk much to us. He just seemed to recognize you.
Oh, we go back to the old days. We were just catching up.
Like a gardener? Was he he seems to be a funny type of gardener. He's got a nice place.
is, shall we say, a benefactor of my old profession.
You got it. I'll never understand it, but okay. I mean, it's a bit weird, though. I mean, you wouldn't do his gardens on this side. You said, I swear this is the first time we've even been through this way. Oh, anyway, sorry, Sapa, with all these questions. I know you're an honest man. I doubt myself sometimes, you know. I'll be honest.
Look, if our Welsh friend over there gets us in a heap of trouble, we do have contacts over this side that we can call on.
That's good. It's just, with everything that's happened with the guild recently, I mean, this very corrupted, you know, our post, I just want to make sure, you know, I've got someone in my life who's consistent, and right now, Sappy, you seem to be the only one. You know, the girl I fall in love with was a mimic. You know, this coin that seemed to bring me loads of luck is gone. The guild.
What luck did it bring you? What luck did it bring you? Literally everything went to shit as soon as you got that coin.
No, to Julius, he just thinks of everything that he thought wanted to go on fire went on fire. So that was a lucky coin. But, you know, it was a nice coin, though, and he seemed to show a lot of interest. I thought, you know, I could sell it as an artifact, but now that's gone. And now, you know, I was trying to start a new life, I'll be honest, and... Oh, I don't know what's going on, but please, you know, you're my hope in these dark times, Sapper, sometimes. Just want you to know that.
Yes. In the meantime, I think we best.
Yeah, my humble gardener. Yeah. Yes. Of course. Sorry.
Relax.
Okay, it's okay. I got Sapper.
We'll cut back to Owain. Speaking with the barman, yeah, he's pouring your drinks for you. He puts them on like a wooden board. He says, I'm happy to bring it over to the table for you.
No, thanks, I've got it. Thank you, Keep. Take care of yourself.
And to you, good sir. I've got a few phone calls to make. See if my mouth's okay.
Just out of question, how much would this round set us back?
Those drinks would be, it's about 8 diners, sir.
That's fine. Just checking it's within the department budget.
Yes, of course, sir. I'll get on the Etherfox. I won't be too long. And he hurries into the back to try and contact his mother.
I'm just gonna lean over the bar and just see is there a bottle handy I can just pick up.
Yeah, do you wanna do a notice check for that?
Yeah.
Are you attempting to do this stealthily, or are you just literally reaching over and grabbing?
I'm just looking like I know what I'm doing, just like...
Whoop, I see.
That's a 7.
7.
No, sorry, okay. That's a 6.
You do see a beautiful bottle that's crystal-shaped, nice whiskey. You don't see the person eyeing you as they hurry into the back.
No, actually, that looks a bit too fancy. They might notice.
There's quite a few other smaller bottles, more bland. Some that are, you can see multitudes of them lined up around the back. They seem like they're a bit cheaper, but still branded as brandy or whiskey, which are quite pricey.
Just gonna grab one of the cheaper looking ones and just pop it on the tray.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and then walk back over and say, right, gents, here's your drinks. I'm going to put the small glass of Chardonnay in front of Julius. I'm going to put 2 pints of the beer in front of Sapper. I'm going to sit down with my 3 and immediately just down one.
What? How did you pay sugar for this? How did you even get this?
It's on the table, mate.
On the table? I've never... They do tabs? Okay. Okay, on drinks?
I told you, mate. I've yet to meet a barkeep I can't have an impact on.
Okay. As long as he doesn't come back and... I mean, how much did it cost?
I don't know yet. Not paid. Right, let's wait for our food then, shall we? And I'm going to just down another one.
Well, I'll sip on the Chardonnay and... Owain, what person do you think we're working for?
We're not really working for anyone, are we? Sort of free rangers. We've got that gent who's offered to like help us out if we need it.
I know, and he's taking us to Dahlia. It seems like he's recruiting us for something. It just seems weird. He seems to have known Sapper pretty well, obviously. Probably a good business connection from before, but...
You never know. Sapper could have been his gardener.
I suppose. I mean, he does seem to be a great gardener. He's a pretty well-built guy, you know.
Sapper. Yeah, Sapper's... Look at him. He's a tank, aren't you, boy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's a tank, our Sapper. Right, Julius, I've got to have 3 pints before breakfast. Otherwise, I'm not myself. I'm just going to down the third pint.
I wouldn't have guessed.
About 10 minutes go by, and your food hasn't seemed to arrive yet.
I thought this was a respectable place.
I mean, you did order half the storage that they probably have.
Boy!
How much do you eat?
Boy!
You can hear some mutterings behind the door. And someone's saying...
Right, look. Excuse me, gents. I'm going to go see what's going on. I'm going to get up. I'm going to just pull my trousers up. I'm going to pick up the bottle of whiskey, uncork it, have a good sip, a good drag on it.
How did he afford this?
And then walk towards the... walk towards the door.
How much alcohol have you drank so far?
I have drank 3 pints and about 6 shots of whiskey, combining the one I had outside and the one inside.
Okay, what I'm going to say is you are now going to be under the effects of the intoxicated condition.
Yeah.
Which gives you a negative twist on all willpower checks, I believe.
If you drink any further, you'll start to poison yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. So you're going up to the kitchen door.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you knock on, there's no answer.
Going to knock again louder.
The door gets open just a crack before a boot on the other side keeps it from opening further.
Yes, sir.
Hello. I was just wondering, will our food be much longer? You see, we're quite hungry and quite keen. We've got other business in town. Please, that's possible.
Yeah, yes, sir. It'll it'll be right out. Don't worry about that. And okay. he tries to push the door back too.
I'm just gonna put my foot in the door. See, and just so you're aware, if I don't get my food in the next 10, let's be kind, 10 minutes, I'm going to cause all sorts of merry hell.
Give me that intimidation.
Boom! That is an 11.
An 11? Okay. Yo. Right, noting that down. Yes, sir. It'll be right out. He shuffles away. You feel the boot on his side relax a bit as he leaves.
I'm just going to go back and sit, just plop myself down in the chair. Right, gents. That's, food should be soon. I'm just going to start nursing my final beer.
Okay, what did your friend to beat him up or something? He seemed
to
be...
I was polite, I was calm, I was quiet. That's how you deal with things like this.
Starting to draw too much attention on this part. It just seems so weird. I mean, have you seen the sky? It looks weird. Everything looks weird on this side.
I mean, it's not Earth, mate. You just gotta go with these things. Go with the flow. That's what I say. Go with the flow, roll with the punches, and if you can, get a few good ones back in yourself.
So it's actually only another 5 minutes before your food is brought out, sizzling hot, as it's just been finished, and the waiter who brings it is different from the previous one, and his arms are quaking slightly as he brings it over to the table.
Oh, careful there, mate. You might drop it. I'm just going to get up and just take it off him. Don't want to hurt yourself. Right. You need a drink, and you, mate. You're looking a bit worried. A bit stressed.
Yeah. Are his arms quaking under the weight of the food or due to something else?
Do you want to give me a scrutiny check?
It's a 9.
You can tell that he's more worried about the man in front of him. His eyes are less fixed on his tray and more fixed on him, and you also notice a few quick glances to the front door of the restaurant.
Okay.
But you have your food, you've had your drinks.
Right, gents. Julius, eat that toast quite quickish. Sapper, do you want to take that half? I'll take this half.
Oh, much obliged. Now, you wouldn't be getting us into any trouble here, would you? That boy.
No, no. No, don't worry. My plan is to make sure we get out of this with no trouble whatsoever. Right, so let's just eat up. I'm literally just going to dive headfirst into this food, shoveling it in with quite some alacrity.
Okay.
Julius, let's talk more eating.
How far away from the front door are we?
You're relatively close to the bar. It's quite a large building. I'd say probably about... We would say about 10 metres, but the game would say whatever that is in yards.
Can I secretly try and do my earworm?
Ooh, you can indeed. Go right ahead. So this is your manifested power, isn't it, that you gained from the void?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, attempt that. I think this is the first time one of us using a manifested power, isn't it, actually?
Yeah, so what do I need to... Is there a trigger for it?
So there will be a suit required, so it's not just the value of the card that you're flipping, it's also the specific suit that the action will call for. So this is typically anything that involves any kind of magic or great feat will need this.
Yeah, let's try it. Got nothing I can cheat with it. Oh boy!
What do we get?
A 10 of rams.
Oh, hot damn. Yes, indeed. Yeah, so as you're scratching at your head, you can feel a wriggling in your ear. And you feel like it's the same feeling as you had from before when you had swallowed the maggots from the void. It feels like it's warping in and out of your ear, and as you pluck it from you, it sounds as though you've got some kind of small earpiece that comes from it, and you can hear everything that it hears. And as you're kind of moving it around this little writhing creature, you notice that it's writhing in the directions that you would expect it to. And the longer you're looking at it, the more it slows down and it moves as you direct it to.
I'm going to send it as kind of close to the kitchen.
Yeah, so you're just like flicking it across the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Do I notice this?
Can do a notice check. Sapper, are you trying to be stealthy about this?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you want to do a stealth check first? And if you're high enough, then I'll say...
Sure.
Or in fact, just do an imposing one.
That's a 13 of domes.
So 13 to beat, Julius?
13 to beat. Do I just use...
Your notice.
Notice.
Which I think yours is 0, isn't it?
Oh!
What do you get?
12.
Oh,
masks.
Just shy. Okay, yeah, no. So you notice that he's kind of like scratching at his head, but you kind of turn away just to give him natural privacy, and you don't notice that he flicks. Or you assume that it's more of a ear bugger. It's flicked across the restaurant, so you kind of don't think too much of it. But yeah, so this little worm slaps against the door, and as it does so, you kind of feel a little pang in your head, separate of the sound of a thud. But you can see it drop on the floor, and it awaits your commands on the floor.
I suppose if it can crawl underneath the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And like find somewhere safe to hide and
Yeah, the door's definitely not flush to the ground, so it's able to press itself down and kind of wiggle on in. No one's really going to notice. So you're just trying to listen in to what's happening in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's panicked voices within. You can't really see what's going on, but you can definitely hear. They are obviously quite concerned about the table. The fact that you didn't really notice, but everyone else that was present has now left the building. You catch the end of a conversation saying,
"Look, I called them, they're on the way. But this bloke says he's going to be kicking off soon. I just hope they arrive before that happens."
Yeah, Sap is going to lean over towards his two compatriots and say, "Gentlemen, I suggest we make a sharp exit. I have a very strong feeling that the authorities have been alerted."
"I know, that's why I'm eating so quickly."
"What authorities?"
"Yeah, probably. Right, come on. Look, Julius, shut your mouth,
just
eat
tell
your
me
toast.
You have a way out of this."
"Oh, easy. In about 30 seconds' time, when I've finished these three sausages, we're going to sprint for the door."
"Oh, no. Do I still sense the power that I normally have without my coin?"
"From the coin?
Yeah.
How long has it been since it's left?" "Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine till about 7 p.m, I think. That was roughly the time that you got apprehended."
"So I'm almost getting like if I was just thinking about those thoughts, I could almost feel like I could draw them almost at this point."
"You can, yes. Yeah, there is residual energy within you. It takes quite a while for a grimoire's power to subside."
"I'm still going to try and look for my coin and then realise, because I'm so used to grabbing it in defensive times, but now I'm... yeah, it's not there right now. It's more making me more anxious, but you know. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Just eat this toast."
So you're snacking down on that toast, and yeah, you guys managed to get enough of a bite to have lined your stomachs at least. Obviously, Julius and Zappa, depending on how much you're eating of yours, you've got quite a bit more on your plate, so you can fill up.
Yeah, Zappa completely lost his appetite after the earworm.
Okay, understandable. Yeah, you managed to scarf down and you feel relatively happy. Owain is full.
Right. I'm just going to grab what's basically left on Sapper's plate, shove it into my pocket and go, "Right, gents, see you outside," and sprint for the door.
I'm going to follow the second he does that. I'm not wasting a second. I'll just drink the rest of my Chardonnay and run.
Your chairs scrape against the hardwood floors as you launch from the table, your feet catching up to Owain's with little issue. Sapper 2 stands, more calmly than the two of you, and tips his brow to one of the waitstaff, who had burst from the back shouting for you to pay up. He sweeps up K8 and marches for the door. Despite the staff member screaming bloody murder, he does not take one more step towards the giant leaving the restaurant.
As we get outside, I'm just going to turn, look around for the closest alleyway and just sprint towards it.
The fated regroup after a short time, breathless in a darkened alley, the whistles of guardsmen filling the air. That's all we have time for today. Join us next time as the fated return to meet Dahlia Mills proper and find out just what's in store for them this side of the breach. Until then, stay safe, listeners. No, really, stay safe.